sometimes there's a man, he's the man for his time and place. He fits right in there. And that's the dude.
Garfield County Council, 1 week ago, passed a 2022-23 budget, mainly on 4-3 votes with a bunch of amendments. Sammy Tucker brought up 9 amendments. And each time, you had Julie Burns, Tom Gardner, Sammy Tucker, and David Snodgrass passing these things, these amendments, these extra spending and all, against 3 other people. Sometimes it was 2. Russell Brazel was off in Europe playing games while the people's money was being spent. But that's another story. Then you have, so David Snodgrass, has got another job up in Greenville, pastoring at another church. Has been on the move since February. He moved out of the parsonage that the church provided, in search of a house, and now he's got a leased house up there. Has even told his parishioners up there that he's here permanently, I'm here permanently, blah, blah. And yet, instead of recusing himself and saying, look, I no longer live in the county, Mr. Snodgrass, because he's so righteous and everybody ought to know he's just righteous and does the right thing no matter what, because he's a preacher, well, he has gone through the whole budget process. He has made amendments to increase millage fees, all kinds of things, for a county that he will no longer live in, does not live in. Now, the funny thing about all this is all these amendments and everything came up so fast, so quick, and everybody, all the gang of 4, voted yay for him. And then when Jimmy Jones brought up the fact that David Snodgrass no longer lives in the county, they were so quickly prepared for it. Julie Burns immediately started to have a defense that he knew he already had. Even going so far as to get comment from the county attorney. And the county attorney basically said, well, if he says that he lives here, he lives here. I could have a house at the beach. I could have a house at the beach and a house here and say I live at the beach. Everybody around there say, he lives at the beach. Well, in a representative republic such as we have, one would think that somebody that's now living in another county, 100 miles away, would not be somebody that would be representing the people that he left behind in no way, shape, or form. And they knew it. David Snodgrass knew it. He knew that this question, he knew this. And they've been playing around because they had to have four votes. They had to have four votes to create this budget, to create this socialist utopia that David Snodgrass thinks government is capable of. Now, he justifies it, of course, because he's a righteous man now. What he did was unethical. Now, he can justify it. I'm righteous. I'm just doing the righteous thing. I'm a man of the Lord. He's a carpetbagger and uses his righteous sword, his armor. This should outrage everybody in Kershaw County. Anybody that hears about this should be at the next county council meeting raising hell. Pitchforks, torches, not stand for it. Maybe even find the attorney that's getting ready to deal with this and hand him some money. Say, look, you're right. Go after him. Here, I know it's going to take some time. I know it's going to take a lot of your time, and here's some money I'm pitching in. If everybody threw in $5, that attorney would have plenty of money to spend time on it and get this done. Now, the court system that we have here in the United States now, slow as molasses. And you're not guaranteed anything because the government investigated itself and found it did nothing wrong. But if you're going to have a republic, if you're going to have a minimal government, if you're going to have what the dream, American dream government, which we don't really have, it's just a fairy tale now. If you're going to have that, you got to have somebody with ethics. You got to have some kind of rules and regulations on this kind of stuff. And the people have to stand up and say, no, 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 this was illegal. Y'all need to go back to the drawing board. David Snodgrass, you need to go. The governor needs to appoint a representative until one can be replaced. Of course, with this next, we got somebody to replace now. If the governor was smart, he'd say, you know, who ran for that seat? Is there a Republican and a Democrat, or is there just a Democrat or just a Republican? And whoever that is, if there's just one, go ahead and appoint the rascal to sit in the place of David Snodgrass. And go back and redo this damn budget. People are hurting, inflation like crazy and all. Economic development, $4.1 million. Some community center, $300,000. Community center over in Elgin, $200,000. Waste, trash, another $40-something from $80 to $120. Ladies and gentlemen, they're going to damn rob you blind to keep to provide safety, security, and trash collection. Maybe even a little bit of sewer if you got enough money. We've got to get back to the basics. We've got to get away from this socialist system where government can interfere in the free market in whatever way it cares to do. And every time government gets involved in something, they screw it up. I don't know what to tell y'all. We're getting ready to go into a world of shit. And these people are building a utopia. And the only one that's going to be left that voted in favor of this is Sammy Tucker. All the rest are being replaced, including Ben Connell. Ben Connell voted in favor of this budget because the other four gave their approval to a $200,000 giveaway, or $300,000, I can't remember. It was $200,000 or $300,000 to give away to Elgin for their little community center. That's how you buy a vote. And Ben Connell would fought off. Anyway, boys. Anyway. So what are you going to do? What are the people going to do? Are they going to stay home? Are they going to take off from work? Or what are they going to do to show county council, to show these tyrants that we're not going to take it anymore? Maybe go to the next council meeting. It's the next Tuesday, 5:30, council chambers ought to be flooded with people. Call these people raising hell. Why is David Snodgrass, why did you illegally pass this budget? Call them, raise hell. The only way you're gonna stop them is if you stop them. If you flood that place and tell them you're not gonna take it anymore. Anyway, just some thoughts. It's kind of been eating at my craw since this tyrannical meeting took place. Y'all think about it. Y'all decide what you're going to do. Are you going to lay down and take it? Are you bitching and moaning but not doing anything? You got to take action. You got to come out. You got to do something about it. You got to show them how upset you are. Bring a pitchfork. Bring a torch. I think it's time these boys learn their lessons. Anyway, till next time, peace.